Class is letting out at Southern Academy in the town of Greensboro. For teachers with experience in rural Hale County, spotting students who have health insurance and those who don't seems pretty easy.
You know, you had a kid who was on medication and then they begin to act out and you go, where's your medicine?
Sharon Segura teaches science.
We can't get it. You know, we can't afford it. We can't get a way there to get it.
And it's not just students and their parents who sweat about health coverage every month.
And what I hear from other adults in this building, of course, is the insurance premiums.
That includes Segura. She retired from teaching 2 years ago, but then she started dealing with the Affordable Care Act.
The year I retired, my family coverage was like $363 a month. Now it's $1,250.
So Segura's back in the classroom. Her husband is supposed to be retired as well, but he's working three jobs to help cover the bills. Talk in Congress about a new GOP proposal to do away with what's known as Obamacare is leading to more uncertainty. But it's not just people like the Seguras who are worried about paying for health care.
We're losing about $1 million a year.
That's George Alford. He lives in rural Wilcox County, and he's not talking about his family budget.
J. Paul Jones Hospital, how can I help you?
Alford is on the board of John Paul Jones Hospital in the town of Camden.
We couldn't even get groceries delivered to do the meals without pulling some strings with some people to, you know, get enough money to pay off, you know, for bread.
It gets just crazy. Everybody's running and helping.
Elizabeth Kennedy shows us around. She's the chief executive officer at John Paul Jones. Before you ask, the hospital isn't named for the famous naval war hero. Dr. Jones was a prominent physician in Camden. This hospital is a cash-strapped facility in a poor county. Very poor. In fact, in 2012, the U.S. Census Bureau listed Wilcox County as the most impoverished county in the nation. For rural hospitals in Alabama, there's an area where they rank badly as well.
If you're talking about Medicare, yes.
That's Dane Howard. She's chief policy officer for the Alabama Hospital Association. Howard says 80% of the rural hospitals in Alabama are losing money.
Healthcare is an odd bird as far as what is billed, what it costs, and what is reimbursed.
Take Medicare, for example. That's the federal insurance program for the elderly. Rural hospitals in Alabama complain they get paid the lowest Medicare reimbursement rates in the U.S. Dane Howard says that's because those rates are based on what hospital workers are paid, and that's where Alabama's rural hospitals get into trouble.
They've either remained level, or they've even had to have some reductions and staff layoffs, and so we're showing we're not paying as much wages as some of the other states, so guess what happens? We lose money to pay for the states who are paying higher.
In Alabama, rural hospitals typically get 60 to 70 cents from Medicare for every dollar's worth of treatment they provide. George Alford says at John Paul Jones Hospital in Camden, it's even worse.
We collected, I think, 30-some-odd percent of that.
There are plans in Congress to try to adjust Medicare reimbursement rates to make them more fair. George Alford says that wouldn't help at his hospital because of private insurers and Medicaid for the poor. They don't pay enough either.
10% see on Medicaid, so, and then Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and your other private insurers, we collected about 40%.
Simply put, John Paul Jones is swimming in debt. Last month, the board announced it would close the hospital, but George Alford says there was a plan B, a proposed one-penny hike in the county sales tax with the money going to the hospital.
It gives us a chance, a legitimate chance of continuing to serve rather than just, well, it's been nice.
Not everybody is happy about this.
It's a terrible policy solution. It's no way to run a hospital.
That's Jim Carnes. He's the policy director for Alabama Arise, a citizens advocacy group out of Montgomery.
It's a real shame to put the burden of keeping that hospital open on the backs of Wilcox Countyans who are already facing some of the stiffest economic statistics in the state and the country.
One irony is that Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is from Wilcox County. Alabama is one of the states that rejected a plan to expand Medicaid with incentive dollars from Washington. Alabama Arise believes that if Governor Ivey changes her mind, that could help hospitals in peril like John Paul Jones in Camden. Carnes plans to bring the idea back up in the 2018 legislative session, and he hopes the governor is listening.
We haven't heard the governor say much about the fact that this is happening in her hometown, but I really hope that's keeping her up at night. You know, I really hope that because she knows these people, they are her people.
Don't fold it out. Every part of your body.
Back at Southern Academy in rural Greensboro, people like teacher Sharon Segura are watching and waiting to see what happens next in Congress on the Affordable Care Act. And she continues to watch how health coverage affects her students.
Just remember one day a little girl twisting her glasses, and I said, "You're going to break them." And she said, "I'll just go get a new pair." Well, you know, maybe you know, that may not be possible.
And as bad as her own insurance bills are, Segura knows coworkers are worse off.
Now, I know other teachers here who I thought, "Oh, mine's terrible," and I complained. And then some of them were saying, "Mine's $2,200 a month. You know, mine's $2,600 a month."
Supporters of John Paul Jones Hospital in Wilcox County think they'll get permission from the state for that one penny sales tax hike they want. Alabama Arise's goal to get Governor Kay Ivey to expand Medicaid coverage may be less successful. One of her first acts in office was to disband a task force that was looking at many of the rural health innovations we've talked about during this series. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Greensboro.